whips, would you make a sweep through the area? Members of the House, please return to the floor. We just have a couple of measures of business to do. The first one deals with a joint conference committee report that you just received. We're not going to do those. It's just being distributed now. What you're looking for as it's being distributed is the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 145. Perhaps give me an indication if you have it. All right, it's not been fully distributed yet. Representative Samuelson, you have a motion. Members of the floor, please pay attention to this motion. All right, so Representative Samuelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I would move that we reconsider the concurrence vote on House Bill 24. I don't recall the number of the concurrence message at the end of business today. Do you need to know that concurrence message, Mr. Speaker?
No, you do not. A motion has been made to reconsider the non-concurrence. Basically, what we did was voted not to concur with said amendments. The motion is to reconsider that decision. That will be done at the end of business today. The only other matter of business is this conference report. So it will be coming up in the near future. Stand at ease for, pardon me, Representative Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I procured copies of the state application for nomination by Fitch, the board up for re-election. You'll notice that there is another section when we fill this out. Of course, you can't file it until in May 18th. But it says, in order to meet federal requirements for audio ballots and to accommodate individuals with disabilities, there is a section where you print your name phonetically. Now, I'm going to ask what that meant. Maybe nice water, put it down there so that is an example, but make sure that that's a new section and whatever the law actually does have.
Thank you, Representative Elway. Do you all have the conference report now for House Bill 145? Okay, we're now at that order of business of consideration of adoption of the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 145. Representative
Hageman,
do you care to move that conference report?
Mr. Speaker, I move that we do accept this conference report on House Bill 145. We did change the wording in there a little bit. What's the other bill? This is on the water construction bill, and they added in there that the University of Washington would be doing a study on the consumptive and non-consumptive use of water, and we wrote a new paragraph. And the paragraph says that the commission, in consultation with contracted experts and state agencies, may conduct a study of private water right holders temporarily or seasonally changing the use of water on a case-by-case basis from a consumptive to non-consumptive use. If the study is conducted, then the commission shall report to the Select Water Committee on the findings of the study on a date mutually agreed upon by the chairman of the Select Water Committee and the chairman of the commission, but in no event shall a report be submitted later than November 1st, 2006. We did change the wording on it quite a little bit. We took the university out there a few things, so I would urge you to vote for this conference report.
Any discussion? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I
just want to speak to this morning. There's, I think, a deep division in this body. I think there's a deep division in this state. And I think you're going to hear from it, hear a part of it from the next speaker, but there is a deep division in this state about whether we want to go here or not. I signed off on this report after we worked the language over, but make no mistake about it, it takes us where we've never been before. It takes us into the study and consideration of in-stream flow and temporary changes in the use of ag water. It's on our agenda. Vote your conscience, but understand if you vote for this, I'm not going to urge you. I'm going to urge you to vote whichever side you fall on that deep division. But it does take us to a place where we've always refused to go.
Representative Buchholz. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think anybody really was resisting concurrence and vote no on this concurrence. The reason is that it has nothing to do, by the way, with being opposed or in favor of private water line numbers temporarily or seasonally changing the use of water. What it has to do with is the intricacies of a case-by-case basis. One has to appreciate that surface water diversions in the state are manifold, extremely complex, involve many different basins, and incredible complexity of circumstances in terms of return flows, in terms of consumptive uses. And the reason I don't feel the case-by-case analysis here, especially when you consider the state is expending a good and valuable resources for this kind of study, is that our state engineer is perfectly able to make these kind of analyses if we have a policy for the state engineer to look at these kind of transfers of water. And many here, of course, won't recall, but I advocated for this kind of legislation in 2003. And if the appropriate agency to be looking at these kind of case-by-case issues is the state engineer's office. They're equipped to do that. They do it on temporary change of use basis all the time now. When it's a change of use from, for example, irrigation to highway use or highway construction use, and the determination is always made that the intervening appropriators will be injured by this before these are approved. And it would be more appropriate, I think, to address this issue of private boilers transferring to light uses or to non-consumptive uses to be brought up in legislation that addresses that issue specifically in an omnibus spending bill. So I would urge you to vote no on this concurrence.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time? Representative Landon, for your first time.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry I got in on this conversation late. But I think this is a real important area that we need to explore. And I wondered if we could ever make any progress if we always say no. I wonder whether or not we need to go forward and see where this goes. And it's not as if it's going out of the purview of the state engineer. It's I just think that in order for us to adopt to the changes that we see in water being used, we have presently in our area water being taken off of some tracts of land that are no longer being used and being moved over to other tracts of land, and it's not being done real openly. And there needs to be ways that this can be done without everything being looked at in detail, or there just needs to be good process in there for those things to happen. We need to, at some point in this, that's another issue altogether. I was going to consider lands that are being used for roadways and everything. There's a lot of problems with that up in my area, those water rights. whether they should go to the ditch company or just how they should be handled. But that's a different issue. I guess I'm just to the point where unless we make a positive move to consider some of these options, we'll never make any progress.
That's for the first time, Representative Peterson. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow representatives, this Congress committee report, I think, has merit, and consider this carefully. I realize there are some concerns that may be raised here, but if you look at the first line of this particular report, starting on 2, it says the commission, in consultation with contracted experts, and that commission is appointed. They meet on a recurring basis. We have interplay with them from the Select Water Committee. I do not feel that this is going to run amok if you may look at it from that viewpoint. The second line, if you look at there, may conduct in the middle of that. So it's not a mandatory thing. It's going to be a close decision. There's going to be quite a lot of discussion and review on this. And the final key to this, when we started looking at the whole concept here, if the study is conducted, and there may not even be a study that goes forward, but I do believe this is a positive move for us to look at, and I recommend we stay the course and approve this conference report. Representative Phil.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I would recommend that we do not concur with this. And what bothers me is what's not being studied here. And, for example, damage to other water right holders are not being studied. And what happens to our principle of the first in time, first in line, priority rights system that we have in the state? I think a lot more thought needs to go into this before we have the study and to look at what it does to all of our water level and our body of water level in the state. And I would ask you to vote no on this.
I announce for the first time. First time. Second time. Second time. Representative Peebles.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. In response to the comment of my colleague from Sheridan County, that we won't make any progress unless we support this measure, I think, it's some risk. I have to observe that that's really a rather simplistic view. It's not that we're not some progress on the issue. I just don't think this is progress on the issue. I don't think this measure really gets us anywhere with respect to the non-consumptive uses of private water right holders. I would point out that we have in Wyoming law now ample provisions for permanent changes of use, which are judged by the state engineer based on their merit. The consumptive use fraction is going to be transferred. The injury and potential injury to intervening historic uses of water between the existing planted version of the planted strands or two. And I'm afraid this language does not move us in a positive or negative direction. It doesn't move us in any direction.
For your second time, Representative
Lyman. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, as I've had enough time to read this just a little bit more, and strip everything out, conduct a study of water right holders to temporarily or seasonally change on a case-by-case basis from a consumptive to a non-consumptive use. I can see where a water right holder could gain greater income from his property if, after the spring runoff, he chose to temporarily divert some of the water that he would normally use for irrigating meadows to stay in the streams so that he could sell fishing rights. And that could be a revenue stream for that operation. I guess the reason that I'm not afraid to go into this is that this isn't making any of this certain, but it's just as it says, it's just to create a study. And if that study is conducted, that report will go to the Select Water Committee, and there will be more information to decide what direction the state of Wyoming wants to move in with their water rights policies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You announced for their second time.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to make it clear to everyone why we're where we are. We are a conference committee. The rule is 2-1B. We were the first joint conference committee. We could recommend that the House either adopt or delete amendments. However, it takes a majority of the committee to do that. My perception was that we were going to tie. And if we tied, that would not be a recommendation of the committee either, to, either way that we went. And by measuring the tea leaves, I thought we were going to tie. So then, if we can't do that, then the other things that we can do is correct technical errors, make minor language changes, or propose an alternative. That's what we did, because I felt that was the best that we could get out of the committee. So we came back, we made language changes, and really it now proposes an alternative. I'm going to vote against it. I urge you to vote against it. Then we'll get a new conference committee. I hope to be on it, but then we're a free committee. We can go back and do some. We're not limited to these, just these things that we can do. And then we will attempt to bring it more in conformance with existing water law and see if we can get an agreement to that effect.
Chairman Hagman, for your second time.
Mr. Speaker, I urge people to vote for this thing. I think it was we worked out the better that we could with them. We couldn't get them to back off having something in their own planning. And I want you to remember that this is the omnibus water bill planning, and there's an awful lot of things in there that have been worked on for several years, and it is a continuation of things that have been planned for several years, and we just simply cannot afford to not have this bill go forward.
Anyone else for their second time? Seeing none, we're voting on whether or not to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 145. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baldwin. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Barnard. Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Newaltz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Edwards. Esquivel. Yay. Gilmore. Dingery. Ogles. Hageman. Hammonds. Marshman. Barbie. Hastert. Hastert. Hinckley. Eichel. Illaway. Jackson, excuse, Jones. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart, excused. Lucknow. Barton. McComey. Mercer. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan, excused. Olson. Osborne. Patterson. Peterson. Philp. Powers. Warburg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Simlek. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Lauren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Skwanitzer. Mr. Speaker. Mercer. Mercer. Miller, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Powers, Aye to no. Barnard, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 21 ayes, 34 noes, 3 excused, 2 absent.
By your vote, you have voted not to adopt the conference committee report. A second committee may be appointed. We note that order of business and reconsideration. Representative Samuelson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we reconsider House Bill 24 on the concurrence vote and urge you to vote aye on the reconsideration and aye on, and aye on the bill.
We are voting on whether or not to reconsider our earlier action this today, the non-concurrence to House Bill 24. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Carter. Berger. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Ewells. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Fastert. Hinckley. Michael. Illaway. Jackson excused. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lucknow. I'm sorry, Lockhart excused. Lucknow. Barton. McCombie. Mercer. Mercer. Miley. Miller. Morgan excused. Olson. Osborne. Patterson. Peterson. Phil. Powers. Horberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Samwick. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Osterberger. Watt. White. Swanitzer. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Mercer. Miller. Miller absent. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Anderson? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 11 noes, 3 excused, 2 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to reconsider your earlier action on non-concurrence to Senate amendments to House Bill 24. The next vote is, again, whether to concur to Senate amendments to House Bill 24. A vote of aye means yes, you're willing to concur with Senate amendments. A vote no means you're not willing to concur with Senate amendments. Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Rectal. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Ewells. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Bastard. Hinckley. Michael. Illaway. Jackson excused. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart excused. Lucknow. Martin. McCombie. Mercer. Riley. Miller. Morgan excused. Olson. Osborne. Patterson. Peterson. Philp. Powers. Horberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Samwick. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Bossenberger. Quat. White. Swanitzer. Swanitzer, no. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Mercer.
Absent.
Mercer, absent. Miller.
Absent.
Miller, absent. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48 ayes, 7 noes, 3 excused, 2 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 24. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, any announcements? That's Majority Whip. Never mind, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears it, yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Seeing no other business, I move that the House adjourn until 10:30 tomorrow morning, Friday, the 10th of March.
Heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. House is adjourned until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.